And it is time on this Friday afternoon, as we do every Friday, film critic and the host of the podcast Last Call with Richard Krause joins us to rule on the pop culture stories taking center stage in the court of public opinion.
Order in the entertainment court. Let's get judgy.
Court is now in session.
All right, Richard Krause, Judge Krause, what's our first case?
You will address me by my proper title when we're doing this segment, please. For 70 years, the TV talk show has followed a pretty strict format. There's a host behind a desk. There's a bunch of chairs for guests. People sit around. They promote their new book or their new movie or their new television show, whatever it is. But lately, we've been seeing in this long line that kind of started with Jack Parr and then Dick Cavett, Johnny Carson, through to James Corden. A lot of people are leaving the post, and a lot of hosts are leaving, and a lot of viewers are backing away from these shows that were once a mainstay of late night television. Trevor Noah, James Corden, Samantha Bee are all gone now. So the question here is, after 70 years, have late night talk shows stayed too long at the party? And if not, what do you think it's going to take to get you to watch?
They have stayed too long, and nothing could get me to watch. I have never been into them. And also, like, Judge, we're now in the era where anything that interesting happens, I know I'll wake up to it the next morning. I'll see it on Twitter. Mm-hmm. There is no incentive to stay up late and watch it.
I would like Hasan Minhaj to have a shot at it, but then I'm out, Judge. Then I'm out.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Late night talk shows are more than just a host, a desk, and a parade of guests. At their best, they are a star-studded wind down to the day, but more importantly, they provide a comic perspective on the day's events. Some leans left, others, like Greg Gutfeld, lean right, but all of them have one thing in common. They all highlight the gaffes and the foibles of whoever is in power, and that kind of daily, lighthearted look at what's going on in our world is not only funny, but it's educational and thought-provoking, whether you watch it live or the next day on your PVR. And that is my verdict.
All right, Judge, what's our next case?
Okay, the next one is a name that we've been throwing around a lot in the last week or so, Kanye West. We're talking about the growing disillusion meant that people are feeling with Kanye West and the corporate boycotts that are happening here. So there's lots of companies that have backed away from him. We've all heard about that. And then Spotify comes along and says, well, you know what? You know, we don't like the stuff that he's saying. His comments are awful, but his music does not violate the streamer's anti-hate policies. So he said, you know what? We're not going to pull his music. That would be up to his record label, Universal Music Group, Def Jam imprint, to do that if they see fit. So my question here is Spotify right when they say that it's not up to them to remove Kanye West's music from their playlist?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes. I think they can leave it up to people to make their own decisions here. I think if you move him off, people will find him anyway. He'll get all the revenue. Spotify, there's no winning play for them here, so they might as well leave it up and not put themselves in the censorship game.
I am taking another position, Judge. I do hope that this time around, we as a society just shut down this kind of hatred talk in all forms in many ways. So, yeah, remove it. I think Spotify should.
Passing responsibility to West record label to remove his music from Spotify is a bad take from this streaming service, I think.
Judge,
West's anties, oh, you got to do the thing. It's 410.
May I approach the bench?
Sure.
Judge? Yes, thank you.
And
thank you for declaring it. As the judge has stated, it is 410. News Talk 1010's grand in your hand. It is your best chance this fall at winning $1,000. Your 410 grand in your hand. Keyword is?
Bench.
Bench. Call us now, 416-872-1010, 416-872-1010, caller 10 with the correct keyword bench. We'll win a Google Nest Mini, and you'll qualify for tomorrow's $1,000 draw with John Moore. With 1 in 4 odds of winning each day, it is your best chance at putting a grand in your hand. And now I pass it back to you, Judge. Apologies.
I completely under the grand in the hand is more important right now. So this is my take on it. So West's anti-Semitic remarks are unacceptable and have led to him being dropped by top Hollywood agency CAA. Adidas, The Gap, Vogue have said we're not going to work with him anymore. Even Skechers had him escorted off the property the other day. And when Skechers is escorting you off the property, you know you've hit the bottom. And I think that Spotify should follow suit, if only to be an ally. West likely doesn't make a whole lot of money off Spotify. A lot of the artists don't. The company keeps the lion's share. So it is not about taking a hit to his bank account, but removing his music is a symbolic gesture of support for the Jewish community. It's just his music. Imagine if Adidas had said, oh, it's just his shoes. It's so much more than that, and gestures matter. That's my verdict.
We got Mixmaster Mike working his hands here, Judge, but the gavel's coming. The gavel's coming.
There we go.
Judge Kress, what's the next case?
Matthew Perry has made more headlines in the last week than he has in the last 10 years. The star of Friends has a new memoir coming out called Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. And it's been the talk of Twitter because of some careless remarks that he made in the book about the universally adored Keanu Reeves. And then there's a smattering of other insider gossip. The book isn't even out yet, but it's already creating a fuss, but maybe not for the right question. So my question is any publicity good publicity, or is this book off to a bad start for Matthew Perry?
I'm not friends with this guy.
any publicity is good publicity if you're about to launch a book. There's definitely bad publicity, but not right before you launch your book.
This is good publicity for Keanu Reeves.
It is. Well, I mean, because it is just shown that Keanu Reeves is adored by all. But in a move that is seemingly designed to annoy as many people as possible, Matthew Perry's forthcoming memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, has taken shots at Keanu Reeves, revealed an awkward, unrequited crush on Valerie Bertinelli, and much more. To those who think that they've already read the book one outraged tweet at a time, I say don't let the sensational stuff, like Perry wondering aloud how it is that Keanu Reeves still walks among us, as he says in the book, when his friends like River Phoenix and Chris Farley don't let that get in the way of the important stuff. This is a story of someone who on the surface was successful and happy, but secretly struggled with self-doubt, addiction, and crippling insecurity. That's a universal message. That is a helpful message. Everything else is just gossip, and that is my verdict.
Yes.
There it is.
I wish you could hear the roll of the wheels on Mike's chair as he goes dynamic, from one side of the studio.
He looks like an angel.
I only have two hands.
I know. There's a lot going on in there. I'm going to get my own gavel and just start making the gavel sound here.
I support this, Judge Krause. The jury is with you. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
I will. You too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Richard Krause, the host of Last Call. Richard Krause, our judge. Richard Krause, the one and only. He hosts the Richard Krause Show. It airs across the iHeartRadio network on Saturday nights. We love Richard Krause.
I just want to repeat what I said a minute ago, that Mike Catherwood, you do look like an angel. And it's partially when you're sliding back and forth across the room on the chair, because it looks a little bit like you're flying, but on general purposes.
Kearney, if I had $1,000 for every time someone said that, I'd cover my rent this month.
Yeah, I believe it.
Like a synchronized swimmer.
Yeah, no, maybe that's better. I mean, I would just describe him as an angel, because I think he is an angel.